Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello. Welcome. Do we have our blog talkers on board?
We'll have to re-engage.
Oh, okay.
A little choppy video, audio. That's on their end.
Well, we need to start making some complaints, Doc, on it. We pay for this show. And we should have, a smooth ride from beginning to end. So hi, everybody. I'm Deborah Lee. If you didn't know. And this chap over here, this would be Jimbo. Years ago, we used to call him Jim Bob. He kind of strayed from that over to Jimbo.
So let you guys know, nobody else on this entire planet calls me Jimbo except for the show.
Yeah, but...
That's it. Just to let you know. Just to let everybody know. That never, ever, ever, ever has Jimbo ever been what I've been called.
So what do you want to be called?
Well, it's my show name, but it is what it is now.
Yeah, you could be on with what's Meathead and what's their name on 99? I forget the name of them. 99
Luft Balloons? I don't know. 99 what?
The radio station here.
I don't know. There's nobody called Meathead.
Oh, no, I couldn't remember.
Meathead is the dude that was on All in the Family.
Well, Chow.
Rob Reiner.
We feel so honored. Thank you for joining us.
Two nights in a row.
Yes, boy. And Julie.
Julie
is here.
Julie, okay.
And where does Julie hail from?
Boy. Oh. And Julie.
You can actually start the show now since everything's
all right.
Working.
All right. We're going to start the show. This is take two. This is not a drill.
Yeah, the first one never actually got started. Well,
yeah.
We didn't get the spiel, though. That's why we call in right away.
Oh, Cho is going to be visiting Florida in June of next year. We might have to put that on our agenda. All right, I am going to start again. Okay, we're going to remind everybody, first of all, that we're using ordinary playing cards, okay? Not tarot, not oracle. Not any of the other systems that are out there. Strictly ordinary playing cards. I mean, I could start dealing poker right now. That's what these cards are. also, I'm going to need a full 24-card layout, okay, for every one of our callers or those who are on Facebook that are going to get a reading if we should run out of callers. So stand by, everybody. And I do like to use, I prefer to use a full layout, 24 cards, which is what I do in private sessions with my clients. So those of you on Facebook, you can see what it looks like. It's my personal preference. Others prefer to do it a different way. I just really enjoy seeing the landscape of your life, kind of where you've been, who you are, and where you're headed. And that gives me a real connection to you, which is very important. So please don't ask for just a general reading until I really get to know you well in a spiritual sense or in a sense of familiarity. It's kind of like general in, general out. You'll get a very vague type of reading. So I think with that said, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Magnificence himself, Mr. Jimbo Baggins.
Welcome, everybody. I want to remind you this show is for informational and educational purposes only. Also want to remind all you folks out there in radio and Facebook land, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you international shout-outs. And like we'll do right now, the roll call. We got Suzanne in Scotland. We have Laura in Canada. And we have Julie, who's in the UK, also in England, in the land of Ings. And Joe is here from England also. So lots of folks. Lots of folks.
Lots of folks.
Okay, all right. I was, Facebook was doing something crazy to me. Crazy. All right. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll hear a message saying, Nicholas, show while you wait. That will happen. Now, if you don't hear a show, like a couple of the folks that were on and they heard the show intro and the music and blah, blah, and then it was silent, that's a problem. There should never be silence. Hang up, call back. If you hang up and call back and say, well, there is no show, we might be in the process of recreating one. That could take 5 to 10 minutes. Don't panic. Anytime we have to shut a show down, we're going to try a few more times and bring it back to life. So you just, if you call back real fast and you get that there is no show, don't freak out. It just means we're in the process of making a new one. Patience. And you'll get there. Facebookers, Deb touched on a little bit before that when the lines allow us to do so, we will turn to you folks. We can't nail you down times and all that other stuff, but when we open the floor, it'll be formally announced, and then we will take the first audio video messenger call to Deborah Lee. Remember, it's always Deborah Lee. Right? The live connection calls are going to take priority where everybody's going type, just because type sucks. So slow. It's a delay. It's just life. There's a delay, the 20 to 30 second delay. By the time she's talking, by the time you guys get it, because I don't know why. You know, I mean, there's delays out there in the entertainment world, but usually there's a human there that has that button, like the beep button in case somebody swears or that kind of thing, but there's no human here, so the delay is just the delay.
Usually there's a 7 second delay.
I'm just saying, yeah, a lot of times, but I say this one is like 20, 30 seconds, but I think it's just the way the system operates. It's not because it's somebody there waiting to do something. There ain't nobody there.
Okay.
So that's the name of that tune. Oh, that's Lowe's Goat Shit. There we go. We got some volume there. The harps. Angels. Angels playing harps. Well, these angels are also going to play harps to let you know that you're reading with Deborah. It's free. It's cool. But it's got to come to an end.
Yes, it does.
It does. There's other folks out there, both in Blog Talk land and in Facebook land. But before we move on to the next person, we're going to give you a single angel card. And tonight's flavor is one of the best of the best of the best. It is the Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. These are good cards. And if you're into art stuff, and I don't even give two shits about art, but it's some pretty cool art.
If he's impressed, it's good art.
I'm impressed. Yeah, I don't know. It's almost weird. Is that really me? It's like a catch-22 almost. Guy who doesn't like art, if he's impressed, does that mean anything? Well, I guess what she's saying is it caught my eye, so it's got to be pretty magnificent. Because nothing catches my eye in the world of arts unless it's like...
naked.
Yeah, that's just nude shit. Yes. Chicks like doing chicks on trampolines and trapezes. Is
porno
naked.
Art.
No. All right.
No, before you begin.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Oh, you jumping the gun there, Tootsie Pop, Popsicle. I'm actually still updating my file list, so I think actually you can jump in now. It's a good time for you to do it.
Should I?
Do it before we yank a caller.
I got to tell you, I learned a new word today from one of my phone clients.
Oh.
She referred to the relationship she's having with a previous boyfriend, lover, that kind of thing. She called it a situationship. I had never heard that before. So I had to learn about it. And what I find is a situationship is a relationship that's not defined as yet. It could be friends with benefits. It can be just something very casual where, you know, maybe everybody's clothes fall off. But I've never heard of a situationship. I thought that was rather interesting. I thought maybe she made it up, to tell you the truth, but I looked it up.
Huh. Well, somebody made it up somewhere. That's not like something they were using thousands of years ago. Somebody made that up.
Well, it's listed on Google, and if it's on Google,
yeah,
you know it's
yeah.
true.
I just mean it's being used a lot, right? It's common enough where Google knows what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
So, situationship. Anybody's in one, you know what it's
like.
Well,
you can kind of put a ship as a suffix to a lot of words. Even if it's not proper. No, I mean, even if it's not proper, you can do that. You know?
Okay, give us an example.
I do it at work a lot, and I'm not going to be able to speak.
You do it at work? Add ship?
Add ship, absolutely. Or Ness at the end of something. Like, boy, that's a shit show. I was like, well, that's one of our, he's doing a good job of this shit show ship, presentation. Ship show,
okay.
Ship present. You just throw that Ness and ship at the end of a lot of stuff and just make the term what you want it to be.
Well, today that's all I got.
But yeah, obviously if it's on Google, there's more than one person using that word. That's for sure. It popped on Google.
And it popped right away.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So if it popped, especially right away like that. So obviously people have probably been using that a lot. And we just don't know that. But now we do. We do. Maybe you folks already knew. We did not. All right, Deb. Shall we get the show
on the road? Oh, yeah.
Alrighty then. Let's go. Where are we going? Where are we going? Hey, we're not even going to go that far. Well, we're going to go to area code 434, which is in Virginia. 434.
Virginia.
Caller number one.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, it's Khalil again.
Oh, hello there,
hon. Yes, it is indeed.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
You may not have the best audio reception. Blog Talk is funky tonight.
I'm turning my stuff off.
Oh, no. We may sound a little choppy, but it's not your fault or our fault. It just is what it is.
I met some bikers who were first responders last night.
Yeah.
And two of them, they were all very nice. Two of them actually helped me out, and two of them firefighters, but two of them, one of them did detail in the federal government for like a politician in D.C. And the other one, CCW across state lines. And they both, I was told that they were, since they did that stuff, they were probably like, not only like firefighters, but federal police officers too. Because I was told that if you carry across state lines on your person, you have to be a federal police officer. And they also helped me out. And they were very nice. I was a little nervous because I didn't know them that well. And both of them like talked to me and stuff like that. And basically they were very friendly and they treated me like I was a human being. And
what happened?
I went to the hospital and I talked to people, and then what they did is they calmed me down for the most part. I was still getting like anxious and shaky and stuff and hot, but they calmed me down for the most part. And I was told that the two of them that were there with me by my side were not only firefighters, but since they carry concealed weapons on their person outside the state, and since they, one of them did detail for a politician in D.C., I was told they were also federal police officers, because I was told that people who do that type of stuff or carry concealed weapon on their person across state lines are usually like federal police officers.
Okay.
People who do details.
So are you having problems with anxiety?
Yeah, I do. I haven't been having them lately. It started like last night. Not as bad. It's not as bad as it was last night, but I wasn't expecting it to be like this. And I was a little nervous to ask them for help, but they both helped me out. And basically one of them, like I was saying, they're both firefighters. All of them were firefighters, and they had a motorcycle club for firefighters. And matter of fact, I had a bad experience with the sheriff that was even CIT, which is crisis intervention team, because she told me she was on lunch break when I told her I was having anxiety. And I was afraid they would do the same thing, but they didn't do the same thing. They were very nice. And they ride a bunch of motorcycles, and they are not too far from Charlottesville. They're in Stanton, Virginia. Yeah. It's a firefighter motorcycle club. And
well,
I was told that...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was told that not only since the guy did detail for politicians in D.C. and since the woman carried across state line, I was told that those would have been like federal police since they carried on their body across state lines and they did detail for politicians in D.C. Because he even told me about that. I was told that federal police are the ones that are authorized to do that type of stuff when they're off duty and on their person across state lines.
Well, what would you like to know, hon?
What is your question?
Yeah.
I was wondering if they're both like people who would be okay, and they're both people that they do like a bunch of different things, like, and if I'll see them again.
No, if he's going to ever run into him again.
Oh, those guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, you never know. I mean, it sounds like it was a chance encounter because they're a motorcycle club, you know, and those guys, they work a lot. They're firemen. They work a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously, they set aside some time and plan way ahead, and they gather as a group, and they go off, and they go riding around and have a good time. So
it's really nice they took personal interest in you.
Well, that's what they do for a living, too.
Yeah,
were they concerned that you might be on some kind of street drugs
or just medical?
No, because I told them the situation about my anxiety and my my anxiety and all that type of stuff, and I told them about my diabetes, and they were very concerned, and they were very helpful, and I was basically like. Just really not even, I was basically incoherent at that time.
Oh, boy.
Well, you ran into the right folks.
You certainly did.
Yep.
Oh, yes, firefighters in, I don't know if it's all Virginia, I think, but at least where we are, if you're a firefighter, you are also a paramedic. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
And I think more states are starting to do that. So people see a fire truck pull up, and they're like, where's the fire? It's like, well, it might not be a fire. That could just as well be a medical emergency because they are paramedics.
Yeah.
Are you handling your diabetes well?
Yeah, I am. I'm not eating as much sweets, and I'm not drinking as much sugary things.
Oh, yeah,
and when I have something sweet.
Yeah.
And when I have something sweet, I usually share it with somebody.
Well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's the hard part because then there's sugar things that you don't think of sugar, like a lot of carbs. Carbs are sugar.
Yeah, and you know, you can trigger an anxiety attack
from
a sugar overload, caffeine.
That chemical imbalance can be such that it will affect your coherency of your brain and how you function with other people.
And we also have so many preservatives and everything that we have to be careful.
About the income?
About what I see here. I want you to know that they were a blessing brought to you. And I don't think you're going to see them again.
Yeah, well, that was a heck of a chance encounter, though, but wasn't that some fate?
Well, here's where I got to add.
A group of guys on a motorcycle to come across.
Here's where I got to add a little something-something for
something,
you.
Something-something.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that they were actually regular human beings.
Oh, my goodness sakes alive. But they went to a hospital with him.
Yeah, but they can take a human form.
Okay, well, we're delving into, where's my LSD?
They might have been angels.
Where are my shrooms
coming
at?
To help you, because your situation might have been more dire than you think. And
they were concerned.
They delivered you.
Yeah.
So I think they were brought to you as a blessing, a divine intervention for you, whether they were actually human or not. Not aliens.
Were you able to get the name of their motorcycle club?
Yeah, you could look there.
Fire Iron Club.
Well, then you could go.
Fire Iron
Motorcycle. You know that they have, they got at least a Facebook or some kind of social media
page. Looking for that.
Probably one of them has a website, and you can go on there and communicate with them and thank them and stuff. I would go look them up on the internet.
But I think they were where they were, at the right place, the right time.
Yeah, and, and they probably appreciate that, because this is what they do for a living, and they probably, 9 out of 10 people probably never give them any feedback after the fact when they help somebody out. So they probably would appreciate you hearing that, hey, thank you for helping me out. I'm doing good now. You guys are a blessing, and God bless you and all that stuff. Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And also, you need to know you've got some good money on its way to you.
Holy guacamole money.
Yeah, we always want money.
Money.
So that, and also, do you have a romantic partner in your life?
Mm-mm.
You're going to.
Okay.
Yes, you are going to find someone, an individual that's just going to be like you put in an order to Amazon.
Could be another chance encounter like the one that you just went through.
You know,
out of the blue.
That's the serendipity.
See?
That you don't like.
Yeah, that's why they made you hiccup during that, because you weren't supposed to say that word.
Jim doesn't like that word, but.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm really glad that you're okay and that you called us to let us know. And do what Jim said, contact them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their buddies would enjoy that.
And they would like, you know, make them feel good. Because, I mean, they don't do it for the thank yous. They don't do that shit for the thank yous. But it's still, they like to get that once in a while, you know.
Right.
All right, real quick. We have an angel card for you, my friend. You can call back to other shiz if you have other questions. You always have some great stories to tell us. So we appreciate that. But real quick, here is your single angel card before you go from Archangel Michael. Open up to your spiritual gifts. Remember that your true nature is spiritual, not physical. The angels are sending you messages to guide your soul's growth.
Yep.
So
very good.
So, yes, indeed. Well, that was awesome. That was great. I'm glad everything worked out, and I'm glad that it might be a bunch of new, might if nothing else, might be some social media friends, if nothing else, if you guys can.
Yes, that'd be very nice.
All right. Good
All
luck.
All right, honey. Take care.
Babe, thank you for being caller number one.
Yes, and Jim, you've got
yourself a... Oh, do I have somebody to dispose of?
Somebody named...
Oh, there it is. I got it. I'm on it. I got to update my list because the folks, after we rebooted the show, are starting to rock and roll back in. But I shall put this one down like a rabid wild animal.
Yeah, and if you think about it...
They're gone.
How rude. How crass to, like...
you know what?
People, crash our show.
When it comes to money, people don't give a flying squat anymore, you know? Money, 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 money. It's all
Michelle, we'd love to see a picture of you. I don't know how you can send it.
I don't know what you're talking about.
She said she dyed her hair orange blonde this morning. I bet it's beautiful.
Why do you automatically assume it is?
Because I love these colors. And if somebody has it done right.
But what if it's
beautiful.
Done wrong and it looks like goat shit?
Well, older ladies are really.
Just throwing it out there.
You shouldn't be messing with it.
I'm just throwing it out there. I got some international folks to catch up on. I have. All right. Rachel from the land down under. I think there was somebody else I was in here. Who was it?
Kirsty.
Is it? All right, she is in here. All right. Kirsty from the UK. Also, a lot of you, it's the British invasion.
It is.
Again. Again and again and again.
And when none of you are here, we miss you.
Long time. All right, let me get back to my list because I have a list. It's growing.
It is.
It is growing. Oh, going out to the West Coast. We're going to area code 805. Well, at least the area code is from California. They can be anywhere.
Hello and welcome to the show.
Hi, you guys. It's Donna again. How are you?
Hi, Donna. We're doing well. Are you staying cool out there?
It's been warm, though, I must say. Yeah. For California, it's pretty warm. Yeah. But not like Texas, boy. It gets up to 115 there.
Yeah,
I want to fly down there to see my son. The trouble is they're canceling flights right and left due to the heat.
And Texas is one of those group of states that are holy shit hot.
Yes.
They are.
I'd wait till it's a little cooler before you go, you know?
And that's what
I think you enjoy it more.
So tell us, Donna, what brings you to the show?
Well, everything's going so great for me. I passed my housing and I won some money, $15,000. And then what else? My brother is treating me to Cabo San Lucas, an Ocean View room. Four nights. And he paid the airfare, too. I mean, he's so nice to do that.
Okay.
I'm going to Cabo San Lucas, and I invited a girlfriend. And she found an inexpensive, airfare, so it was good. And, we're just going to go down there and have fun. And,
well, maybe you'll meet some celebrities there. I hear that, like, Jennifer Aniston and a bunch of them, they love to hang out in Cabo. Yeah.
Oh,
so you might
see
them down there. Sure. All right.
Uh-huh. The place
us,
I'm staying is.
Yeah. Did we lose her?
I'd like to meet someone. And I'm thinking maybe on my holiday, I'm going to Idaho in October for 4 days for a wedding, my nephew. And then I'll go to Cabo in November.
Wow. Globetrotting.
Yeah. Globetrotting. But I had epiphany. I had that epiphany at the beach that the whole world opened up to me. And now all these good things are happening. It's like, whoa.
That is fantastic. It really is.
Yeah, I'm just so grateful, you know, yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a look at your cards. See what's cooking for you. All right.
Okay.
I'm laying them down right now.
All right. The poacher got banned, so.
Oh, good.
And I see it's one of those things where when you type and then somebody else types. If somebody says go away, after you type something, doesn't mean it's for you. It could be somebody to think before. So then they're talking about the poachers. Yeah. A little miscommunication, you know, when you type. You've got to remember, we didn't grow up in the computer world. When the computers came around, we grew up that way. Chat rooms.
Yeah, we did.
So we knew it was always shit flying by, typing flying by. So it was what it was. Yes, indeed.
Jim, I remember when he first took me around on AOL way back in the day.
After you had to load the 3.5-inch floppy into the computer.
Yes, and it
charged
you.
And then connect with your 9600K mod modem.
And he would take me in these chat rooms, and when he would make some funny remark, people would say LOL. And Jim thought they were saying loser online.
Yeah, can you imagine that LOL? That LOL started that long ago?
In the early
90s.
Back in the day, they had guides that would come in and they could kick you out.
Yeah, people could call for them.
Yeah.
They could type for it.
So anyway, looking for Donna, oh, yes, you're going to meet one on one of these two trips. I'm thinking Cabo, but the other place you're going, Idaho? Utah? Idaho.
Yeah.
Oh, there could be all kinds of eligible men there too. So I think that you've got an excellent chance. And your girlfriend, is she unattached? Your female friend?
Oh no, what about her? Name's Carolyn.
Is she unattached?
Oh yes, yeah, she's unattached.
Yeah, there's somebody for her too. So I bet this is going to be on that trip you're taking together.
Where are they going?
They're going to Cabo.
Where's that?
That's down. Mexico.
No,
Mexico.
It is. That's what I thought. Yeah. I wasn't sure.
Mexico,
yeah. Just be careful down there.
Well, remember, these guys are going to be there for a good time, too. So, you know, you can have a good time with them. And then look us up when you get back.
Yeah, a lot of that is like, nobody's down there to freaking find a husband or wife.
Well, they do a lot of times.
Nobody has gone down there to do
that.
Nobody's, I think I'll go to Vegas. And I'm going to go to a titty club because I want to find the one of my dreams that'll bear all my children.
You are just something else.
I'm just saying. It's not typically why you saved all that money up to have a great vacation down there. It's like, this is for sure. I will find my forever soulmate.
Well, you have good things to look forward to. You really do. So go. Don't worry about anything. Have a good time. And you'll be bringing back lots of great memories. What have you got, Jim?
What do I have? Well, I'll tell you what I don't have. I don't have genital herpes. I don't have a vagina. No, I have. What I have is. There's your Archangel Michael Sword of Light card, and its subject is have no fear. Fear is a trap of the ego. Allow me, and this is Archangel Michael speaking, allow me to use my Sword of Light to free you from the disquieting feelings you hold back. Fear.
Fear.
Fear. Fear. It's weird that fear is a trap of the ego. That's an interesting philosophy.
Yeah, you'd have to really think about that.
You
gotta
think about that, and that could give you a headache and make you want to lick a food. All right. Let's keep on, keep on. I hope she had, when are you heading down south for that trip?
I think she said November.
October 18th to Idaho and November 12th for Mexico.
That's cool.
That's nice.
That'll be a couple months of yeehaw, and that's cool.
It gives you something to look forward to.
It's not as far away as it sounds anymore.
Take care of us before you go.
Yeah, we're starting to roll into August already.
Yes, I know.
Fun with your son when you go to Texas.
Oh, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. And you know where to find us. Yeah, come back. Call back anytime. We'll be here all the time. Thank you.
Guys.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay, Michelle sent me pictures. I love your hair.
Long time.
And it's very, what you did is very classy. It's not, you know, harsh to look at. It just is very, very lovely.
Well, wunderbar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you guys a little movie here? Oh, look at that. Well, you are very beautiful. I hope you're aware of that. Oh, yeah. Those are very nice pictures. Sorry, I don't know how to share them with all of you.
She didn't tell you to do that.
Well, I'm sure she'd love to have everybody.
They could go to her Facebook page. You can right mouse click her on Facebook right here and go to her Facebook page. And if she shares, there it is. I opened the door.
Hello.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Well, good.
Wanted to know what's happening in the next few months for me.
All right.
All right. She wants a couple months look ahead, they would say, right? A look ahead. Look ahead, general knowledge. Remember, the general thing is that our folks that have readings over and over and over and over again, there is a lot of information that's already been exchanged, so when they want a general reading, we already know a lot of stuff.
Yep.
If you're brand new, that's probably going to be a very bland reading,
right,
if you want a general reading. So, but we'll let you know. We'll let you know. If that happens, if the new folks, we understand. If you say you want a general reading, because I would probably do that as a new person. I don't know, just tell me something. Being nervous, you know, but we'll work through you with it. New folks out there.
We will
help you. We will not make you scared and run away. Blog Talkers, yeah, we just did our little Facebook jaunt Saturday. There is not a curfew for us, so we'll get to you. We will get to you.
You still have a nasty cough. I can hear it in you.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
I figured maybe it was from all the wildfires up there, too.
Yeah, are they ever going to get that under control?
I don't know. Not with this heat. The heat is sickening.
Oh.
Yeah, it's drying everything out. We had some air quality alerts, a few of them last week from the smoke.
Yeah.
It wasn't as bad as we had like a month ago or so. We've been getting like freaking rain, except we didn't get it today. We've been getting lots of hard rain every single day, and it helps beat that smoke down a little bit in the pollen.
Yeah, no doubt.
But
we would love the rain.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah,
well,
I bet.
We'll send you some. My God.
You remember of all the things?
I'm melting.
Many years ago, the Great Dismal Swamp caught fire.
Yes. Forever.
And which is funny when you think about it. A swamp catching fire sounds funny. And you know what happened? It was a piece of construction equipment that was down there to clear stuff away to prevent fires. That caused the fire. Whoops. And then we had that tropical storm come over and that dumped in like 4,000 inches of rain.
I remember that.
Didn't put it out. They said that kind of got it under control.
Jeez.
It didn't even put it out. Because it's that moss, that peaty stuff that burns. And it's like having coals and ambers. It's even like worse than like a forest almost, that swamp fire shit.
Mm.
Right.
Well, okay,
anyway,
Laura,
back to the reading.
If you feel as if there's question marks all around you, like you're just in a forest of question marks, it's going to clear, and it's going to clear soon, and you're going to really start to feel better because things that you hope and wish for are going to start happening. And I think that's terrific. You
international, oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were done.
Go ahead.
International shout-out to Virgil in the UK. I thought your sentence was over. My bad.
No.
I apologize.
I'll smack you when
I shall accept it. I deserve it. Go ahead.
All right, you are going to make a new friend. And I think we've talked about her before. She is just as sickened by the state of the way, the inhumanity to the animals in Canada, the way the...
Kind of a worldwide thing, too.
Yeah, the reservation.
It's just, people would suck.
Yeah. You know, it may be their culture, but it's not right. You know, down here, you'd go to prison for that.
Well, but Indian reservations have their own laws.
And they have their own laws.
So that's a federal thing, and that's a whole different area.
It's weird that they can't have any control over them. But anyway, this woman's going to join you, and I think that may be her culture. And she is disgusted with it. She wants to, I'm getting a feeling, she's maybe a medicine woman. And she wants to help heal as many, say, critters, animals, and people that she can.
That would make sense because they are kind of like in touch more than the average person with nature.
With nature, with,
living
things.
Living non-human things, yes. That would make sense.
So I feel this is going to really kind of lift you up. Have a partner in crime, you could say.
Where you belong.
It may seem like things just aren't going anywhere, but actually they are. You would love...
Still moving?
Yes.
There you go.
It's just going to happen in its own right time. Especially if you feel like it's not. One thing is, I know you'd love to have a partner. And it would really bring a richness to your life. And it'll come. It'll come. And then you'll be able to release all of those juices and...
Oh, yes.
And all that energy.
Yes. Let's describe our body vividly. Vividly! More vividly, if you can. All right, here we go. Here is your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card. Subject is, yes, you are correct. You have listened to your inner guidance and made a wise choice. Keep moving forward.
And also,
Marv Albert,
I think I found the culprit in my coughing, and it's cheese. Dairy.
She finds the culprit every 7 to 14 days.
Well, I love pizza. I don't eat a lot of it, but I eat it frequently. And I noticed that lately, every time I've had pizza or, say, Mexican food with cheese, the cheese. And have you ever considered changing the cigarette you have for something else?
I just changed to a different kind of cigarette.
That's good.
As she coughs.
Yeah.
As I'm coughing, right?
Yeah, she's coughing.
So I think you're going to feel better soon. And I really think that if you look at what you eat, something may aggravate that. They tell me it's post-nasal drip.
A lot of it is, and we don't know it. You don't even know you have it sometimes. It goes down and tickles the back of the throat sometimes.
But your
sinuses don't actually give you that indication you have a sinus thing. It's weird shit.
What's weird is
weird shit.
When it's air, it's mucus. When it goes into your, your airway or your throat, it's phlegm. So go figure.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if phlegm is.
I had a husband that hated that word. He was in early the IT work very early on, back when they still had those key punches. And that was a word he hated. So when I got mad at him, I'd say, mucus, mucus, mucus. And he would run away because he couldn't stand the sound of that word. So your mission is still ahead of you.
Your mission, if you choose to accept it.
Exactly. And through all this heat and everything, probably not the right time to get going. I feel it's coming in the fall months. For you.
All right.
And remember, people do not like, moving when it's winter time.
Yeah.
So that's...
I've done that. That's just a blast.
It's just rugged.
You're at the mercy of Mother Nature.
You are.
The summertime, you're at the mercy too, but you can deal with rain a little bit and stuff. But when it's like freaking snowing or ice out and stuff
and
like
you
that.
You get snow up there, don't you? snow and ice.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to know. Every place seems so different to
me. It's Canada.
Yeah.
That's all you got to say. Canada. You're damn right they get snow.
Okay.
So you could get yourself a really sweet deal on a house. Yeah. So
we're looking for October 1st.
Good for you. I think that's great.
That's very soon.
Yes,
that's
it's very soon.
Yeah, I mean we're getting ready to hit August here in about 10 days.
Do you own your house? So
no,
it's a rental.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think this is going to go very smoothly for you.
All right.
And start to feel more positive. Think of it as you're pregnant with the future. You know what I mean? You're pregnant.
Yeah.
You are big in belly. And you're going to give birth to your future.
Okay.
All right. And I love when you call.
Sounds good.
Boy, I'll tell you,
sounds
if
good.
I could manage it, I would get me one of them great big, like, motor homes, and I would just travel around the country and go see everybody and go to Canada. Yeah. And then after that, I'd probably hop a plane and move. I wonder if that's like a Freudian slip, move. And I would then go visit everybody across the pond. So that's
nice.
my little bucket list that I kind of, the law of attraction.
What vehicle did you say you would get in?
I have a big mold. Don't you start with me, mister.
She is talking out of her anus.
I'm female. We don't have one.
RV? Yeah, you won't get this. She ain't going to step on one unless it's sitting in the campground.
No, it would be just cherry and maxed out.
They bounce.
And maybe
they bounce, move, and shake, no matter how beautiful it is. That's what they
oh,
do.
Oh, it was a trip from hell. Those dogs did not.
Yeah, leave. They did not like RVs. Oh, they were terrified.
And everything shakes like this. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big top heavy vehicle.
Well, I can cross that one off the list. But if I had a motorhome, it'd be really, really sweet, sexy.
Yeah,
nice.
It would.
All right, but Laura, you take care of yourself. You look really sweaty.
It's freaking hot. Even my dogs have been throwing up.
Oh no. Is it humid?
Yeah,
humid heat or
yes.
What?
Yes.
Yeah, boy. A lot of people, you know, they end up having health issues when it gets too hot.
I was really sick last night.
Oh, man. And yes, you don't have air conditioning? Just a fan?
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
All right.
Well,
take care?
Yep, you too. And we'll talk again soon. All right.
No,
all
some,
right.
You gotta,
thank
keep
you.
Keep talking while I get rid of somebody.
Get rid of somebody?
Yep. Before you come in.
Oh, that lady is so sweet.
Yeah. You got to remember, Deb? Remember the day.
Oh.
You didn't have air conditioning when you grew up, did you?
We didn't.
Neither did I. Our schools didn't either.
Mm-mm. But my mother was sharp. She knew from back in the day in the early morning, all shades and drapery shut. And then you'd have that one window that you'd put a box fan in, point it out. And then she'd cross the place, she'd have another window that was, you know, open a bit. And you could feel this breeze.
Yeah, what's when the sun goes down?
Well,
yep.
Yeah.
When the
during
sun goes
the day,
down, yeah, you get a couple of those giant box fans. You get one on one side sucking the air in, another one on the other end of the house pushing it out so you get the cross flow. Yeah.
Yeah, but other than that, I would sleep out on the deck.
But you know what, though?
What?
You can get a window unit that'll plug into a regular outlet. You don't even need a special outlet.
Back then, they were horrendously expensive.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now you can get them for, like, you can find them on sale
for... $200.
No, not even.
Not even?
A small window unit will do just fine for a bedroom. Remember that house I lived in for 19 years? It was all window units. So I had the biggest bastard on earth in the living room. There's a window unit.
You
biggest
did?
One you could get. Had to have that appliance plug like you have for a dryer. Then in my bedroom, I had this like a medium-sized beast with a remote control. And then if I was her, my ass would be out. Maybe everybody bought them up. Maybe they're all gone off the shelves.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
When they need to get those heat waves, those things are gone. Poof. So that sucks. But I would be out there buying one. I would sell stuff that I owed to get one. If you like grab your animals and go into your bedroom or something, just you can shut the door in there. That thing will make it cold.
A tiny
little thing will make that one room cold.
You can also
cold.
Make your sheets wet. We used to do that too. Out at the lake, at a cabin.
There are things like that. And another thing that I found out because I didn't plan on it was when I had that waterbed.
Yeah.
And hurricane through and wiped out power. You know, waterbeds have heaters that you set to control the water temperature. Well, with no power, the waterbed got to room temperature. Now, room temperature sounds pretty bad because it was hot after the hurricane, 80-some degrees. But 80-some degrees water up against a 98.6 degree body is very cooling. So that waterbed actually felt very cooling.
There's the perp.
I don't see it.
It says new Facebook account, Psychic Love. Look at how they spelled it. They got my picture all right. Now, all we can report, I guess, or block.
I got it right now.
Are you blocking them? I'm going to say fake name.
You do that, and I'll just, yeah. And I bet they do that for all the other legitimate people that do spiritual
Pat,
readings
they,
and stuff like
that. They've attacked Pat.
Well, Pat, she just has to. Everybody else, we can do what we can do, but you got to block them on your own.
Yeah, block them.
What can we do about that? Report them. I would say report them, and I think that's probably will automatically block them. Nothing we can do about that. So that's why I thought when I right mouse, I banned them so they can't type anymore. When I right mouse clicked it and it popped up, I thought I accidentally popped our page up. Oh, it wasn't. It was the fake page. All right.
You know, that's terrible.
It is. They suck.
Because they can run around and ruin my reputation.
Typically they don't do that. They're going after the massive poaching. It's not usually a human involved. They've written a program that will just come into one of these things, and every single person that has typed, they'll just rapidly send them something. It's basically like spam calls you get at home.
Yeah.
They'll call 1,000 people, and if they get 3, 4, 5, 6 hits, that's a success to them. You know, because they don't waste a lot of time doing it.
Look at what happened to Joanne. She wrote, locked. Where did I see that?
I don't know what that is.
Keeps jumping. She said, locked car keys, work keys in med room, and no one is here. She says, might as well say hello to all of us because she's not going anywhere.
Mm.
Oh.
All right, well.
And what if you had a hot date? I guess you tell them.
Well, you wouldn't tell them anything if that room was also had your cell phone in it.
Well, she's obviously
she has computer access,
so maybe
she can email or something. All right, hey, let's get back to the blog talk. They were very patient, and we shall go now to area code 520, which is...
Hey, you guys. How are you? The angels of the earth. Wow.
We are wunderbar.
It's been a fast day.
It has been.
Yeah.
But it was prolific.
Yeah.
You did some stuff. I got a lot of stuff
done.
You
did stuff. Okay.
We got a lot of shit done, so I don't feel bad when we relax.
Oh.
I'll bring
God.
It on. What you got cooking?
How's the day go?
Nothing. I did domesticated stuff. I didn't do any reach out or I did unblock, but no sign of anyone living next door.
No signs of life.
Except you saw him lurking around your car.
No signs of lurking.
When I was talking to you, but that was very brief.
What is this lurking stuff?
Oh, he does. On occasion, he's done weird
things. What does he expect
he'll...
to find from an empty car? Does he expect to find...
He wanted her to see him.
Is there going to be a jack-in-the-box?
He wanted to see her
through the window.
He wanted
to... It was out there.
That's really odd.
I know. He tried to get my attention.
I've never thought I will go look at somebody's car so they can see me through their window. I've never thought of ever fucking doing that.
He does weird stuff. On occasion.
Okay, well, then as long as she acknowledges it is weird, because I've You said a lot of people do that. I don't know anybody on earth that's ever done that.
No, I don't know anyone that does it, but he will do it sometimes.
But hey, that's his thing, I guess. So, all right, so where are we at? Where are we at? You guys had some kind of reading going. I was dismantling appliances, but they are clean now.
Does the card show any late installment, or am I just barking up the repeat tree? Repeat and repeat.
Well, here's the thing. When you know how to do this method, you can find yourself really obsessed with it, where you want to keep checking, especially if you're upset. And it will be like a continuing thread for you that you'll see. And if somebody has said to you something like, I don't ever want to hear from you or see you ever again, your cards will tell you that's going to happen or not.
Ever, ever, ever.
Ever.
Like Taylor Swift
like
said.
Taylor. We are never, ever getting
back together again. Or maybe it's just
getting
back together.
Well, you know what happened? As I'm shuffling your cards, what happened is Jake Gyllenhaal took her out, and he decided he was going to have her virginity. And she was all into it, stars in her eyes, this is love, blah, blah, blah.
Hard to believe.
So he took her virginity.
What do you mean? I like when they say that.
What?
We still use those terms like, he took it, he stole it, that man is a thief, he stole it.
Well, I don't care for the expression, popped her cherry.
But either way, it's all dumb. They don't mean shit.
And then he dumped her. So when John Mayer came along and wanted to date Taylor, her mother took him aside and was like, listen, buddy, you hurt my daughter, I'm going to kill you. And he was like, whoa.
I might have said, don't threaten me or I'll freaking bang her on a trapeze on live TV. Don't you freaking threaten me, bitch. I will freaking do her in all sorts of ways.
Oh my God.
I'll have seven cameras and one of them will be panoramic 3D. Don't you threaten me, bitch.
Well, he took a step back. He was going to.
Well, he probably figured, he probably didn't want to touch her then. Like, psycho bitch, screw that.
So she wrote a lot of songs about the men that were in her life. And I'm wondering, we are never, ever, ever getting back together.
Many, many, many a group and singers and songwriters and poets have written about that very, very subject for thousands of years.
Did she get back together with them?
They did not.
No, they don't like her anymore. And, because look at her. She just is making like $1 billion on the tour.
That is a theme. Also for a lot of common folks where the on and off people, when people say we've been on and off all the time, that's kind of what that song's probably about too, where at a certain point you're like, screw the getting back on again. The off is the off, now leave it off. That's very,
I agree.
We hear people all the time like, what? Yeah, my baby daddy and I have had on and off relationship for 7 years. Like, 7 freaking years on and off? Are you freaking kidding me? What does that fucking mean, 7 years on and off?
It's a situationship, we were talking.
Did you get dropped on your head as a child ship? What is wrong with your dumb ass after that many years and a lot of on and offs?
See, our global correspondents are telling the rest of the story right now. Julie is saying that was about his style. He is a cute little ship.
I don't even know who that name is. I don't know that name.
He acts to me like a little kid. And the other person said she's supposedly getting back with him. He was with, I don't know her real name, but she played 13 on Dr. House, on the House thing. So I finally got your cards laid out.
I know who you're talking about. I don't know her name either. Right.
I can't, but she dated him. She left her marriage for him. And then it ended.
See, that's never happened. God. People end marriages for somebody, and then guess what? It doesn't work out.
What is Genozo's first name? NCIS.
Anthony. Tony, they call him. His real name is Anthony.
He said this, and it had to have been in the script, because I can't think he'd be this smart. But he said something, and I've never forgot it. there's always the breakup before the breakup. Think about that.
It's like when there's that big earthquake and there's like little mini ones coming up building to the big earthquake. Yeah. Yep. All right.
Okay. Well, Lisa, these cards are kind of on fire for you. You and that man are going, the other guy, you talked about Steve. You and Steve are going to, you're going to love this, flip the light fantastic in terms of your work together.
Oh, good.
He is sharp, isn't he?
Oh, he's top in his field.
Yeah, well, he is characterized as the king of clubs. And clubs people tend to be super creative. They're into like humanity, helping humanity. They don't want to just, you know, rape and pillage to make a buck, is what I'm saying. And also the neighbor, you know, the neighbor better not keep sitting there crying in his beer, because he is on a path to lose you if he keeps acting like this. He made a mistake. He needs to be man enough to stand up. I had a client yesterday for a private session, and she said her fiance got another girl pregnant, and that woman gave her baby. And now my client is thinking of getting back with this, because she had a baby too by the same guy. And she said, I want to know, and I told her what was in the cards, but she said, I want him to tell me what has been the extent of his life while we've been separated. And she said, if he'll be honest and admit to it. Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, okay.
The magic wand has had some fun.
Hey, only one wand is allowed at the magic show. Never forget that. One wand and one wand only.
And then I always tell women, you don't be running around double dipping. That's not class. You know. So anyway, for you, Lisa, geez, we actually have to do this reading. Steve is going to be magnificent in your life. What?
I wish you could have saw this thing glitch.
What happened?
We can't. I don't know. Maybe you can watch it. I don't know. All of a sudden, it glitched and you're handling like this. It was like glitching, like you were doing, like you were like a freaking DJ doing like that kind of like
over the cards or what?
Yeah, it was like the look. See how it's glitching? Look at it. Just froze on my end. Yours is fine. Go ahead. But anyway, it was funny. I just totally destroyed your train of thought. You have no idea what you're about to do.
All right, I'll hop another train.
That's right. When one train comes, another one, tell him to come back.
Well, I got to tell you, that King of Diamonds is still here. That man has been here since almost day one. And what I'm seeing with him is, you're going to take the walk of shame, Lisa. When you and he, your paths intersect, you and he are going to go on a romantic interlude where I'm telling you there'll be smoke coming out of your ears. And I think you're going to do this really quick in the relationship. I mean, you're starting Scorpion right now, sexually.
Well, sign me up.
I wouldn't say she's starving. I would say she is particular. If she was starving, she would grab anything that even breathes. So she's just, she's hungry, but she's not starving. She's going to wait. She's going to be patient.
Well, this guy's really going to turn your crank.
Oh, I hate it when I get my crank done. Or do I hate it? I don't know. I do not know.
But your clothes are going to melt right off from what I see.
Oh, the melting clothes. I like the melting clothes.
And later
she's going to
be like, damn. I should have waited. Should have been more challenging, you know. But no, he's going to be mesmerized. He's the right one coming along.
There's always a but.
But. There is always a but.
Baby got back.
But if you choose the neighbor, well, this man will fade off into not longer possibility.
So some choices can
you know what
choices,
if
what
I choose If I choose a neighbor, I'm going to hold myself on the street and people can come and hit me with a wet noodle. I swear to God.
Oh.
What you're describing
she's
is going to
impose her
neighbor
and put some penance upon her. So she's
like,
going to do that.
You mean like in the movie Game of Thrones when they made Cersei walk down through all the people and that nun was going, what'd she say? Shame. Shame.
Wasn't it back in the, and I think Monty Python made fun of it, wasn't it back around the plague days where these group of people would wander around Europe and they were like, they would walk around and just parade and they would smack and hit themselves because they were like, they believed, you know, like children of the god and we've been sinned so we should punish ourselves. They would go through town beating the shit out of themselves. You know what? They had a name. They had a
fucking name.
It is a real thing.
He seems a
many a show have made fun of these people because it does sound funny as hell that they would do that. But anyway, all right.
So Lisa, your little grandson, he's right here again. He is going to tell you about somebody else that I do not like the Two of Diamonds. That's a card of secrecy, and it's never like, oh, somebody's planning a big surprise party for me. No, this is. Like, I got my hands behind my back, and you're all saying, what do you got? And I say, nothing. But I do. I got a great big knife. I got a gun. I got something, but I'm just telling you, new. I don't have nothing. It's another man, or it's a boy. So I think that poor child is a guy. He's been violated by somebody. So he's going to tell his grandma. And I think that, I don't know if he can do anything if it's another kid, you know. And his mother is so up to lunch. I don't know if you could even tell her. Okay.
Well, I know who I can tell. I've got a lot of friends. And I have a lot of friends that do a lot of different kinds of work. And they work, some of them work in areas where they help in this area that,
that's
you know,
good.
Children
are. Those are the right people then to engage.
I think so too. I think
for
tomorrow
sure.
I'm going to see that movie, Sound of Freedom, the guy that went after the pedophile.
Oh, I can't. Oh, I can't even hear that. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I'm just so
those
when it comes to
children. The children thought it was a game that they were playing a game.
Oh, I can't even. I can't. I'm sorry, Deb. I just can't. It's
yeah,
hard
I know.
For me.
This
but
man,
you know what?
I'm
sorry. I don't look the other way. I plow right in, and I will rip whoever. You know, I'll follow the process. I'll follow the legal process. That's who I am.
Well, don't go out for any private justice. You'll still end up going to jail.
No, God, no. No, I would never do that.
You
no,
would get a little
bit
of sympathy.
No,
you
no,
would
no,
get
no, no.
And you would get prison respect if you did go to prison for that.
Uh-uh.
You would get prison respect.
No,
respect.
No, 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 no. I've got respect.
Yeah, let her talk.
No, I've got a lot of, I have a lot of friends that are professional or that work in particular fields that help people, and that's one of them.
Good. Well, right now it's still.
Yes, and if it's another boy,
it's a fruition.
That boy
thing.
Could be removed from the household or something. But here's a couple good things for you. One is down the road. Remember, I told you that you and this guy, I believe, are going to set up a entrepreneurial. Structure that is going to help, like we were talking, like displaced homemakers, women raising children alone and can't, you know, maybe the father's incarcerated or he's dead. Women that have gotten clean from drugs, alcohol, and also you're not going to be where you are when you do it. I see a great big move coming for you, and that's you'll relocate. I'm feeling it's like on one coast or the other, California or out east.
Wow.
All right. And then I want to leave you with this.
All right, we got to sing this one, Jim.
What?
This is Lisa. Okay, this is Lisa. This is a card of marriage or an agreement or a commitment because people don't believe
that
in marriage
that word
anymore.
That has 4 billion definitions. You got a great big Webster dictionary, that word marriage.
Well, yeah, it could.
It's a lot of it's it has got a million different definitions.
Well, she
for a reason.
It's her finally achieving the relationship she wants and all kinds of hot passion sex around it. So we have to sing.
I don't know what we're going to sing.
Lisa's getting married in the morning.
I've never heard that song.
Oh, God, really?
No.
Ding dong.
Nope, never heard that song. I just know. Going to the chapel. Okay. That's the only one I know. Going to get married. That's like 60 songs.
Yeah.
I don't remember the one you were singing.
Well, the other one's old, too.
Yeah. That's all maybe a little bit older. Yeah, I don't know.
Well, anyway, I wanted to leave on a high note with you. And that's the other thing. When you learn this method, you can start to get neurotic where you have to have a high note and you'll stay up till 3 in the morning to get it. I've done that.
Why don't you tell them about your past of being neurotic with the cards?
What
did you always used to travel with all the time? What did you always travel with in the car all the time? Tell them.
I'm telling them. Deck of cards and a cookie sheet.
A baking sheet.
Yeah.
She would travel around with a deck of cards and a baking sheet in the vehicle so you could just put them on her lap and do the cards.
Even if we were just going to the store. But that's where the whole story
yes,
about Jessica. Oh, what was her name? Jessica, the chick that they rescued from the hospital. Jessica.
Oh.
What hospital? You just throw these little facts. You know, the chick that they rescued from, you know, the building. Yes, you know, that they rescued from that brick building.
Yeah, the bad guys had captured her.
You got to put more
freaking
context. Name. Jesus balls. Was it a war? Was it like a freaking kidnapping? Was it a movie? Was it a freaking dream you
no,
had?
No, Jessica Lynch. I just looked it up.
See, all you had to say was, there you go.
It was from carrying around that cookie sheet and doing my cards.
The first Gulf War.
That my husband was
or
still
second.
Alive.
Maybe the second. I don't fucking
they
know.
Went it, no, it. I
think
it
was the second.
Yeah.
It was the second one.
And she had been captured by a bunch of these bad guys, and they raped her every week.
Well, I was over in the first
no.
one.
Oh, no.
Oh,
no.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
God. Oh, I can't hear that.
Swallowed one of those big air bubbles by accident.
Oh, God, I hate
that. So it's
got
to go down.
Well, what happened is those bad guys
yeah.
ended up taking her to a hospital in Baghdad, and they wanted the doctors there to amputate her legs. That came through in my cards. This came through later in her book. And the,
oh,
and
dear God.
The man that was like a janitor, you know, he's mopping and sweeping. He gets wind of all of this. And I said, Daryl, this is unbelievable. It's like a movie. That man is going to walk miles to find our troops. Because what they wanted to do with little Jessica, and she was adorable, they were going to prop her up in Baghdad and sell her ass as a prostitute for like a penny so that all those guys could screw America.
Because they're very religious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much for that, right?
Yep, Allah.
So... it was 3 days later. I remember the president came on and said, we've got a breaking news thing, blah, blah, blah. And it was about her and how these guys came in with a helicopter. If they showed all the footage. And they went in and they grabbed her and took her out. And that man.
I don't think I remember.
Oh, boy. That
it was the second Gulf War. We're talking a long time ago.
That Iraqi man that went and alerted them, he was given asylum here in the United States.
Well, yeah, it would have had to have.
They changed his name,
yeah, they had to
have, moved to his family.
Yeah.
But that was in the cards when I was really neurotic with them.
All right,
so for Lisa, you have...
I do have a card of the angels from... Michael specifically.
You have blessings coming to you. And I have to admit, your neighbor was not in this layout. So that
what does that mean, then?
Your life is undergoing change.
So right now, he's at this very moment in space and time, he is not a significant factor in her life going forward. Right now.
Right now.
All right, anyway. Here you go. I always like to analyze shit, maybe too much. Here you go. Stay the course is the subject of Archangel Michael's card. Don't panic. You're not on the wrong path. You're just having a bumpy start.
Yeah.
Learn from your experiences and keep going.
There it is. You're not on the wrong path. You're just having a bumpy start.
Yeah, just because you're going down the road and you're hitting bumps and obstacles doesn't mean the path is wrong. It just means it's got to get going sometimes. It is what it is.
And you have changed over these months. When I first met you, Lisa, you were so grief-stricken. And everything was, you know, like a monumental worry. Am I doing the right thing here? Am I doing the right thing there? And now look at you. You're taking command of your life. I love it.
Well, thank you.
Love you very much.
We love you, baby. We love you.
Long
Who said
time.
That?
But I love you guys.
I don't know.
Oh, that was Billy Crystal when he used to do that little character. Who loves you? Love you back in the 70s.
When he said, you look marvelous.
You look marvelous.
No, yeah. Tell you some more. Didn't he say, who loves you, baby? Who loves you, baby?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we're going back to the 70s and a lot of
born yet.
I shouldn't say a lot. Most of our folks are not far away from our age.
I think those like Virgil weren't even born in the 70s.
I don't know about that.
Probably like 32.
I don't know. Huh?
He's probably like 32.
If he's in his 30s, then he sure as hell wasn't.
That's what I'm saying.
All right. Well, Lisa, we shall say goodbye for now.
Yes.
Goodbye for now.
Yes, it's always wonderful talking to you. I wish you were around the corner. I'd babysit for your grandson.
And
we would run around town doing stuff. You could babysit.
Wait a minute. Let me back this up. She says, I would babysit for your grandson, and we would run around town.
Well, she wanted a babysitter for a night. So
but then your shell wouldn't be running around with her if you're
after,
babysitting.
After I babysit, because I'm going to turn it over to you.
And I would laugh in your face. Ha, ha, ha. I've done so much of that in my life growing up.
Babysitting?
Oh, God, you know that.
Yeah.
Tons of that stuff. I ain't doing that shit anymore.
You would if we asked you real sweet.
If you guys each gave me a blowjob.
Oh, come on.
Then I would think about it depending on how I rate it. No,
oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, right.
I just say, no. That is asking a lot of us.
Hey, Deb. Everybody can be bought.
That is true.
Everybody can be bought.
My dad always said
there is a price.
He says the challenge is finding what the price.
The price is, but sometimes it's too steep for one's wallet. But they do. Everybody has a price to sell something. precious. This is a family heirloom. I'm not going to sell it. There is a price. Not even counting about that. I'm just talking in general. That was a joke. All right. You go do the voodoo you do. It's actually you still have a lot of light. But it's very bright there.
I bet it is.
I mean, we still have a decent amount of sun here, too.
She's at what, like 5:15?
Six. Two hours.
They were three.
Two. She's 2 hours behind, she said.
Are you?
What time is it there?
It is 8:19.
Yeah, we're 5:18.
But I looked at, she's 5:18.
You're 3 hours behind? Okay,
I
thought she was
mountain
time. Okay, whatever.
5:20 is near Tucson, and that is... okay.
I thought she said she was mountain time. I didn't look shit up. I thought she said she was mountain time. I go by the time zone.
Yeah.
I just go by the time zone that somebody tells me. I thought she said she was mountain time.
Poor Jim.
So funny.
So you're not mountain time.
No, she's Pacific time, isn't she? At 3 hours?
You are PST, right?
It's hard for me to keep up with all that. I know that when there's a time zone.
How can it be hard to keep up with the time zone you're in, for God's sake?
Well, I go with what California does. And then when California, when everybody changes their clocks, then we're the ones that don't change the clock.
There's the problem. So she's in that time zone, but it's like, I think Indiana doesn't play ball either.
They don't.
Used to with all daylight savings time.
Yeah.
That screws everything up. That daylight savings time shit, they need to get rid of that.
And Rachel's got 10:18 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
She is on the other side of our globe. She is heading towards summer.
I have to tell you something, especially Rachel. The other night I flirted heavily with Bob. I wanted to see how far he was going to go. Well,
ooh.
I think that scared the poor man
off.
Well,
first of all,
one can only
go so far on a freaking keyboard, okay? It's a keyboard.
Well, Deb, maybe
it's a keyboard.
I said things like
maybe you accidentally blocked him, like your friend who accidentally blocked her sweetheart. You know,
you never know.
Maybe you.
Yeah.
Maybe he's been trying to reach you.
Oh,
he's gonna get on his ship and sail his way across
the seven seas. Ever block anybody. But what I had said,
I don't even
know
how to do it, actually.
The last thing I said to him was, be glad I'm not there. I said, because if I was, I would tear you up.
Yeah.
So it was like, bye-bye.
I don't know what that means.
It means that the paramedics would have to come.
I know what that means. I don't know why a guy would care about that and ghost you. Over that statement.
Well,
that
maybe he's recovering, Deb. He's so out on planet Mars now with his orgasm. Or what do they call it when men do that? Ejaculation. Okay.
Yeah, their masturbation.
It all falls under the general term of orgasm. You don't have to. It's like
Well, hey, if it gave him a thrill, more power to him. You know?
All right.
Or what if it didn't, Deb? What if he put his ass to sleep?
Hey.
What if he did? Why do you automatically think that I have the power to thrill all mankind? What if you don't actually have that power?
Maybe I do.
Maybe you don't, though. Don't automatically never assume. You know what to say about that? Never assume.
Well, I don't think it would take much for the man, really.
Oh, so you're just going to tear him down right here without him even being
here?
No.
Well, no.
You're going to belittle him right here, right now, without the man even being here to defend himself. Just rip his ass apart.
Sometimes I want to see how far a guy is willing to go
in
conversation.
But you're doing this.
Yeah, conversation.
It's so unfucking real. This doesn't mean shit.
No?
It doesn't. Because all those little wimpy nerd, like Revenge of the Nerd guys, used to watch those movies about for computers. They get all big and brave. Oh, my. Yeah. I'm at a computer. I'm real tough. Put them in a bar with a hot chick, and they would just crawl under the bar table and hide. And
beautiful.
And give a side eye.
Oh, my goodness, God.
Yep. Everybody's brave with a keyboard.
Did you ever see the movie Her? I think it was called Her.
Nope.
Yeah.
Well, Ben-Hur.
The man fell in love with the operating system on the computer. And the operating system fell in love with him. And she sent a hooker over because she was in a computer. So she wanted to vicariously.
Never heard of that movie.
Oh, you should watch it. It's kind of
it's
hilarious.
Good.
I would hope it's a comedy. It's a comedy.
That oddball actor is in it. Joaquin. I can't think of his name.
Phoenix.
Last. No.
Oh,
Phoenix.
Yeah. That guy. I love him.
Phoenix, right?
No.
Yeah. He has dark eyes. He's dark.
Well, then I don't know.
He's really dark character.
The only Joaquin I know is in Major League Baseball, Joaquin Andujar for the St. Louis Cardinals. All right. Or
it
maybe
sad,
it might have been 90s.
It was very sad, though, that she and he could never... Did she ever become a human? I don't can't remember.
Android. I have to watch that movie again. It was real. Joaquin Phoenix. It was a good. I remember.
Said that in Afghanistan. I just said that like three times. I was no.
You know, if only you guys could listen in on female conversations.
What?
Because we will sit there and go, oh, that Joaquin guy, yeah, I'd do him. Oh, I'd go out with him. I mean, we really share, and we'll talk about all about what we do with our boyfriends or husbands. Never about a one-night stand.
Well, that was back in your days when there was dinosaurs running around. You don't know what chicks are doing now.
Thanks, Jim.
Said you can't speak now for the new generation. Neither of us can speak for the new. None of us can speak for the generation below us. We can't make that call now.
Well, I have in the other room a 29-year-old son.
Well, that's not good.
He says,
"Oh yeah,
all the females of his generation are whores and sluts."
Really?
Yeah, he said it's uninteresting.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, you know, maybe that's why STDs are on the rise, I read.
I don't doubt it.
It is. It's on the rise.
I don't doubt it.
Whoa.
Yeah, what did they call them years ago? It was venereal disease.
That's the terminology, the correct terminology is venereal disease, VD.
I don't know. The clap?
Yeah, there was a million different things for it, yeah. You got 8 minutes. We should...
All right, folks.
Put a bow on it. Put a bow on it. Wrap it up.
Tomorrow is a new day. What'd she say? Tomorrow is another day.
Scarlett O'Hara. Oh, well, tomorrow is another day.
The clap. There it is.
Yeah.
Rachel said the clap.
Lisa said that also.
Oh, did she? I didn't hear that.
We used to joke around, clap if you like venereal disease. We used to say that, ha-ha, clap if you like venereal disease.
The gift that keeps on giving.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Blog talkers.
Lisa, we put you on just mute. We will not hang up. We never hang up. All right?
Right. Song?
No, shall I choose?
Yeah.
All right, then I shall choose.
Good night, sweet time.